Hello, my name is Allison Leathers, and I am from Tennessee State University. I'm going to discuss my poster on identifying Master Gardener training priorities for volunteering with youth. Tennessee Master Gardeners are cooperative extension volunteers that gain and maintain their certification by attending trainings and providing volunteer services in their communities in return. The Tennessee Master Gardener program encourages volunteering with youth through annual awards and their handbook guidelines. However, two of their required training manuals do not provide training material on volunteering with youth. Therefore, the purpose of this research was to identify the skills with the highest training priorities needed by Tennessee Master Gardeners to volunteer with youth. The literature review presented various ways Master Gardeners have volunteered with youth across the United States. Some examples are Master Gardeners have served as judges in state and national FFA career development events. Master Gardeners have volunteered in community gardens that were maintained by at-risk youth. They've been teachers and leaders in school gardens, and they've become more involved with youth through the Junior Master Gardener program. The literature review also identified the skills adults need to volunteer with youth. This was found through the National 4-H program. They did a research study which identified 43 skills that adults need to volunteer with youth, and this is known as the Volunteer Research Knowledge and Competency Taxonomy. The methodology for this study, we utilized the survey research method. The population for this study were the approximately 2,000 Tennessee Master Gardeners. We used a stratified random sample to get a sample size of 360 Tennessee Master Gardeners, with an equal number coming from each of the three extension regions in the state, East, Central, and West. A pilot study was conducted with the Master Gardener Association presidents. Five contacts were made. First was a pre-notice postcard sent to the sample. The second contact was the survey invitation via email. And then there were three follow-up emails provided. Because of the confidentiality of some of these Master Gardener associations, we utilized the extension agents to help us distribute and give out this survey. The survey instrument was constructed using the National 4-H program's Volunteer Research Knowledge and Competency Taxonomy. So Master Gardeners were asked to rate on a 5-point Likert type scale the importance level of and their ability level in the 43 skills from that taxonomy. A reliability coefficient for the instrument was 0.972 on 86 items, and there was a 64% response rate. Now getting into the results of this study. We asked the Master Gardeners the current ways that they volunteer with youth. The most frequent way was in community gardens. The second most frequent way was none, or no volunteering with youth. And the third most frequent way was in school gardens. So Master Gardeners are currently volunteering with youth in Tennessee through community gardens and school gardens, or not at all. If we look at figure 1, which contains the number of skills with certain importance level means, we calculated the means of all of the importance for each skill, and then we ranked them. So the results show that 38 skills were deemed to have some importance. This means 38 skills had a mean skill score of 3.51 to 4.50, which means they were important. Five skills were deemed to be very important, which means they had a mean of 4.51 to 5.00. And then figure 2 describes the number of skills with certain ability level means. Two skills were deemed to be below average. This means they had a mean of 1.51 to 2.50. 25 skills were deemed to be average, which means they had a mean of 2.51 to 3.50. And 16 skills were deemed to be above average, which mean they had a mean scale score of 3.51 to 4.50. Table 2 and Table 3 show mean weighted discrepancy scores. These were calculated between the importance level means scale score and the ability level's mean scale score for each skill. Microsoft Excel was manipulated to create these mean-weighted discrepancy scores, and this is a variation of Borch's 1980 model. So in Table 2, it shows the 6 highest mean weighted discrepancy scores. This indicates the highest training priorities. So the highest mean weighted discrepancy score of 5.42 belonged to the skill of upholding the mission of 4-H. The second highest mean weighted discrepancy score is knowledge of subject matter. The third highest is knowledge of 4-H organization and structure. The fourth highest was motivate and encourage youth, followed by youth club management and use of age-appropriate activities. Table 3 shows the 6 lowest mean weight and discrepancy scores, or these are the skills that have the lowest training priority. They were technology use, time management skills, compassionate nature, speaking skills, nonverbal skills, and writing skills. So in conclusion, the majority of Tennessee Master Gardeners volunteer with youth in community and school gardens and 4-H activities. However, some Master Gardeners are not volunteering with youth at all, even though the Master Gardener Handbook encourages volunteering with youth. All skills were deemed as either important or very important, so the Master Gardeners have deemed all 43 skills as being important. And the Master Gardener ability levels in these skills were deemed as either below average, average, or above average. So the Master Gardeners viewed themselves as being pretty average in most of these skills. And the mean weighted discrepancy scores indicated which skills have the highest and lowest training priorities. So recommendations as the results of this research would be to provide training and volunteer work in community and school gardens and 4-H activities. Since these are the main activities that Tennessee Master Gardeners are participating in with youth, this is what training should focus on. It's important that Tennessee Master Gardeners can collaborate with 4-H agents and 4-H programs more when volunteering with youth. And then the extension program can focus specific training on the skills with highest mean weighted discrepancy scores. So this is showing where Master Gardeners probably need the most training or the most help to obtain these skills. And the best part about that is the National 4-H Volunteer Research, Knowledge, and Competency Taxonomy has PowerPoints and training material already online. So the curriculum is already there to help train adults to gather these skills to be better able to work with youth. Thank you for your time.